Well, the Winter Olympics are being held on the other side of the world at the moment, but the distance between Russia and Australia didn't mean a thing this week when Esperance students got to chat with Greta Small at the Winter Olympics. Kylie Green is the teacher that provided the experience for her students, and Kirsten March caught up with her between classes earlier this morning.
On Wednesday, the Year 3 students, all the Year 3 students at Esperance Primary School, we got together and we connected through Google Hangout to Greta Small live from Sochi, Russia, at the Winter Olympics.
How did you get this opportunity?
We were very lucky and had the opportunity to talk to her twice already. We talked to her in August last year when she was starting to train in Australia, and then we were lucky enough to connect up to her in December when she was in America at the World Champions preparing for the Olympics. And then, so we did our final chat with her while she was at the Olympics just to finalise the learning experience for all the children.
How did the kids react to speaking to an Olympian?
They were really, really excited. A lot of the kids had been watching the Winter Olympics on the TV, and because it's so late, a lot of the parents have been recording the Olympics for the kids to watch on TV. So they knew everything about Greta. They'd even looked at, been watching a couple of little YouTube clips about Greta on the internet and just tracking her progress throughout the Olympics.
How does chatting to an Olympian benefit the kids' education?
I think it makes them connect to real world experiences. Obviously, the Winter Olympics is such an abstract concept for the kids in Australia, obviously, because we don't get to see snow, but connecting to Greta, and she was telling him about the snow conditions and how much her skis cost and all her training and things like that, it sort of makes it a real life experience for the kids.
What did Greta say about how the Winter Olympics are actually going in Sochi? Did she say anything about the terrible accommodation?
She didn't. She said she was very lucky because she's actually got a single room in the Olympic Village, and she said that's extremely fortunate because she actually had to take over like five pairs of skis because she's in five different events over there. So she had so much equipment that she couldn't have actually shared a room. So she was extremely lucky because she said she had a big single room all to herself.
Tell us a little bit about Greta Small. How's she been going over there, and what does she actually do?
She's actually the first Australian to ever compete in five events at a Winter Olympics, so she's hit a record there. She's only 18 years old, so she's pretty young, and her main aim was to get into the top 20 while she was in any of her events while she was over there. And her first event and third event, she had a little bit of a stumble, but her second event, she did very well and placed 15th. So she was really proud of that. And she's got one more event to come, so she hasn't finished her schedule yet.
Oh, it's such a great way for the kids to get involved in watching the Olympics. They'll remember it forever. What was she like with them when she was chatting to them?
She's really good. She's really open up to answering any questions. Like, one of the kids asked her if she was going to win a medal, and she was like, oh, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm really positive and I've set some goals. And, yeah, so she can really talk in the language that the kids can understand. And the kids really are interested in what Sochi's like, what skiing's like. So she answered every single question that they asked.
I wonder if it'll get a few of them keen athletes wanting them to go to their Winter Olympics one day.
I know there's a few that are actually going over to the snow this year for a holiday, so it might entice them to pull on the skis.
Well, Kylie, I better let you get back to your class. Thanks for stepping out and telling us about your chat with Greta Small at the Winter Olympics today.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Esperance Primary School teacher Kylie Green there. And what a fantastic opportunity for those kids. And maybe we've, encouraged a few more Winter Olympians along, even if they're only in year three, there's still an opportunity there.